This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Another big warship, the USS Iowa, has opened for tourists in San Pedro, California. It's one of dozens of decommissioned ships that operate as museums around the country, but it's not always easy to keep the tourists coming, as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
The lines outside the USS Iowa were long on opening day, and Robert Kent was clearly pleased.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome aboard the Iowa.
He's head of the nonprofit that runs the new battleship museum.
Everything's A-OK right now. Looks like we're just so excited.
And it's a ship with a history that visitors seemed pretty into.
This was Churchill and Stalin and Roosevelt set that table there and they discussed about D-Day.
The USS Iowa also has the only bathtub ever installed by the Navy on a battleship. But good history and a surprising tub, it was installed for Roosevelt, don't guarantee the USS Iowa will be a success. Some ship museums struggle. Others, like the aircraft carrier Midway in San Diego, thrive. Turns out ships need a business plan.
As noble as the mission is of preserving a particular ship and its legacy and its contribution to our nation's history, at the end of the day, it's got to be a successful business.
Scott McGaw is the marketing director for Midway. For one, he says, you got to know your customer.
We've always been very focused on the family, on the moms in the family and the kids, not just the History Channel buffs, if you will.
Location matters. New York, home of the USS Intrepid, is good. Camden, home of the USS New Jersey, is not so good. And a ship needs a marketing plan. Jeffrey Nelson heads the Historic Naval Ships Association. He says opening a battleship isn't that different from opening a restaurant.
It could be the finest restaurant on the planet. And if it's not marketed properly, if it doesn't attract people, if you can't get people in the door, what's the purpose?
Snagging visitors helps keep a ship above water financially, but also just above water. The USS Texas near Houston had to close to the public because of leaks. It's since reopened, but supporters say a permanent fix could cost tens of millions of dollars. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.